If everyone around you is complaining and building their story, what do you do? Say, is that so all day? Comment on their complaining, or spend less time with the unconscious people. Some days you would practice all day. The last statement is partially true, and not just some days. You will practice all day. Well, is that so is not necessary to say. The story is the momentum of the egoic mind. It will try to draw you in some way, to make you part of the story. The story, very often in people, is energized even more by their pain body, then the story can be quite a violent story. So there's a story, but it's energized by enormous emotion, which is past emotion to a large extent, not necessarily generated by this little event that was the triggering event, but the emotion is far deeper. It's human pain that has lived in each human being for millennia and has built up. It is inherited human pain. But what we call pain body, this energy field, this residue of past emotion, of past emotional suffering that lives in humans, tends to use the mind to renew itself, to feed on your thinking. And that becomes the story that is energized by human pain. At other times, it may just be the mind pattern without the energizing effect of the pain body. But even that has a strong pulling power. Your greatest weapon, so to speak, is stillness as you listen to the story. And you will notice that's not a weapon that you can fight actively with, because the moment you fight the story in someone, you've become part of it. Even if you say you're in a story, you're telling, the moment you start talking, that'll become a story. Your story will be that they have a story.
Lesson 6, continued on Disc 8.